Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Your little table's funny.
Shut up. Hey, everyone, and welcome to a very special live edition of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joe.
I'm Jackson.
And now, you're probably wondering where Joel Zammit is. Don't worry about it. We have the perfect fill-in for him instead. So obviously, Joel Zammit would usually be the most handsome member of Plumbing the Death Star. So we've got Handsome Tom joining us. Joel Zammit also the only member of Plumbing the Death Star that is divorced. Mm-hmm. Tom, not divorced.
No.
But was engaged, ended badly.
Correct.
Pretty close. Close enough.
I'm a pretty good upgrade. Like, I'm close enough.
Yeah.
So, budget Zammit.
Yeah. So if you're unfamiliar with Tom, he is the host of Scaredy Boys. There is a new podcast out every Friday.
Yeah!
And he was also a former member of Movie Maintenance, a podcast that's long
true.
Dead.
That's true.
Yeah, there's no new episodes any days, ever.
But today, we are asking the important questions, like, which would be the worst fictional organization to work for?
So obviously working in any capacity
sucks.
Nobody likes working regular jobs.
Yeah, so all of you out there are probably thinking, yeah, my job does suck. Imagine, you know, being a podcaster full-time for a job. We know the jobs suck. That's embarrassing for us to have to say.
Yeah.
So, we thought to cheer ourselves up and cheer... It's a Monday night. You've all probably come from
work.
Yeah,
true. That's true. Everybody's fresh.
Everyone up about their, you know, workplace situation.
Yeah.
Let's explore the worst possible options.
So I'm thinking the worst place to work would be like a typical supervillain volcano lair. One, too hot.
Way too hot.
Two, I don't know how... One of the jobs I feel like you get on a lair like that is maintaining like a big shark in a big tank.
Can I just say, Jackson, already this job sounds amazing because
no,
I love sharks.
No.
Tom, you don't get to fuck the shark.
Imagine it's your job to lower James Bond into the shark tank.
I'm excited.
Slippery.
I'm excited.
You're operating heavy machinery.
I'm looking Sean Connery in the eyes and I'm like, you're dead.
You're like, you're dead. Whoa! And then you're in there and the shark's eating you.
No, we've got a bond.
Okay, well, nobody told me I could have a bond with the shark.
You can have a bond with the shark.
If I can have a bond with the shark, maybe that part's not so bad.
We've got a bond in with the shark and I've got a bond with the shark.
Okay, that's fair.
All right, so shark aside, because you've lost, Tom.
Yeah, I'm out. I want to work at this lair.
Volcano, bad. He's also... Like,
easy to fall in. I think a lot of my stresses about working at a volcano lair are related to slipping.
Well, let's do something real quick.
Okay.
So, obviously, working in a supervillain lair, there's a lot of hazards.
Yeah.
So, tonight, Jackson's been walking around the venue for the last hour. How many people, honestly, has he gotten in the way of?
Yeah, that's true. Can we get a show of hands?
Yeah, so there's a couple. Yeah, there
we go. Okay, yeah.
Some people aren't being honest. Some people are trying to be like, no, I like Jackson. Don't. He got in the way of like four people just walking from the sound booth to here. And most of them were sitting down.
Yeah, I got to get people seated somehow.
We were outside before and someone was like, excuse me, and you stopped in the doorway.
Well, because I tell you what happened. Somebody says, excuse me, I got to stop so my brain can process. That I'm like, why are they talking to me? And then it comes through and I'm like, oh, they need me to move. And by that point, they're pissed off. And then I move.
Yeah, so obviously working in a, you know, an unconventional workplace, I'll say. Mm-hmm. One that has many things that could just kill you if you're not paying attention.
But is
rough for you.
Is being in front of people going to be a problem if I'm working in a volcano lair?
No, but like another thing you also do
is... It'd be funny if it's James Bond behind me.
Well, then you've done your job well. Yeah.
But then you die. Like, that's the other thing. It's like, not only... every spy movie or any time, even the Simpsons episode where they go to the volcano lair, all the workers, they get shot straight away.
Oh, yeah, I'm getting
high risk of being shot. So high. Shark, lava, shot in the head.
Yeah, that's the real stress, isn't it? That, like, you know, in a regular workplace, something goes wrong, whatever, you're fired. Maybe you get scalped if it's a particularly scary workplace.
What? And Jackson, I would love to know, in what conventional, like, 9-to-5 job is scalping a warrior?
Any job that involves a machine, you're at risk of being scalped.
Any job that involves a machine.
Espresso machine? You go to put the handle in, you've accidentally put your hair in, you pull back.
Scalped.
Scalped, maybe.
Are you making
your latte
coffee?
Is going to be a little bit longer. I have scalped myself.
Are you making a coffee that fast that you put it in and immediately just go, oh, yeah, supersonic.
That's what I was taught to do, the kickback after. Snap back.
Yeah, the barista kickback, famous move.
Yeah. And I guess like this is only like the tip of the iceberg for why I guess working for a giant organization like this would suck shit.
Yeah.
Terrible hours.
Oh, yeah. I don't.
Probably
24?
Do you reckon there's a union for people who work in volcanoes? No. I do not think so.
Do you reckon I get to go home on weekends?
Fuck no.
What do you reckon I get in terms of like?
What
you do get a you benefits. Probably get a jumpsuit and a gun.
Okay, that's better than this job.
Jumpsuit, gun, friends with shark.
Okay, well I didn't get the friends with shark bit. Only Tom got the friends with shark. The shark hates me. Doesn't eat James Bond, just leaps out, grabs me, slides on him.
It's also funny, like, because obviously, like, sharks and tanks in supervillain lairs obviously usually have, like, a laser beam, or maybe this one learned how to speak, and just like, fuck you, Jackson. That's all it says.
What? Did it learn how to speak, like, as a separate thing? No one trained it to speak, it just learned.
Well, through sheer disappointment with its handler.
It's repetition. It hears so many people be like, fuck you, Jackson. It eventually just creates the voice.
Well, I guess, like, because we've all, look, spoilers for the rest of the episode, we all have one job lined up. Yeah, I know. I'm sorry to wreck that illusion if you just thought we're going to be talking about sharks all night. But there's probably some benefits to working for a
volcano island's probably tropical, so I could go to the beach.
That's true. I guess we've already discussed jumpsuit and gun.
Got a jumpsuit tan, you know?
Like protection?
From what?
Yeah, from the
good guys?
From James. No, not from James Bond. Here's the thing though, what if like you work for this villain, you think this is great, this is okay, and then you know like their plan is like you will die as well.
Yeah, like I'm bringing him his coffee, whatever the supervillain is, I look over his shoulder at the notes and I'm like, hey, I see the part of your plan.
His nuke.
I probably wouldn't
base.
Say that to him because I'm, you know, he's my boss.
Can you quit being a henchman?
If you're gonna nuke the island, I'm out.
I think you can, but the only thing you can do is like join James Bond.
Oh yeah, that's true. I'm not doing that.
And in which case, your chances of death, I think, increase exponentially.
Because unless James Bond decides to fuck the shit out of me.
No. Then the chances are also. It's actually more dangerous to be fucked by James Bond than not be fucked by James Bond.
I would say statistically, James Bond has probably shot more people than he's fucked. But I reckon it's probably close.
Do you reckon it's 1-to-3?
Yeah. Yeah. You like pulled that out of your ass, but I reckon that's right.
I reckon that's right. I was just thinking about James Bond movies. I'm like, he kills a lot of people. He fucks a lot of...
Yeah.
There's also a lot of times where he's just like, what's he doing when the cameras aren't... When he's not, you know, on a mission.
Yeah,
he's fucking.
That's true.
He's not killing people in his spare time.
No.
He's fucking in his spare time.
It's true.
Every time he goes rogue and disappears, less violence, more fucking.
Well, then that means if I ever see James Bond in the like metal hallways, I know I got a 50-50 chance of what's going to happen then.
No, your odds, you're not that good. It's 1 in 3, man. I don't do math, but that's not 50.
It's so funny to see James Bond coming down the hallway just like, just prime.
James. Yes.
Go to unzip my fly. He goes to his gun. I go to my gun. He goes to his fly. I go to my fly.
Have you fucked today, James?
Feeling horny?
Mr. Bond?
Shot man. Damn.
Well, you rolled the dice.
Yeah, you gotta.
What other, like, supervillain?
Well, here's what I keep thinking of. I don't know if this is a thing, but man-eating ants. Is that a thing?
Just like normal ants, but they... I feel like...
Here's what I'm imagining. A vat of ants.
Yes. Yeah.
That you lower a guy into, and then when you pull the guy out, it's just some bones.
Okay. That's piranhas.
And then what I'm thinking...
You're getting fish and ants confused, man.
And then what I keep thinking about is knocking it and letting the piranhas out, and then I don't know how to put the piranhas back in, and, you know...
So it sounds like clumsy.
Yeah.
That's what you're scared of.
So you're not scared of...
Well, I just know who I am. That's the...
Knock over the ants.
Yeah.
And then you'll be like, oh no, I've got to put these ants
and
back.
And then as I go to put the ants back, the ants skeletonize me.
The idea of you just like picking them up, losing a... Oh.
Ow.
The slowest process until they're just nubs.
Yeah, well, see, that's scary. That doesn't sound like a nice workplace.
But I reckon in that workplace, though, you become Nubs, supervillain, build your metal arm, you get a new name like Mr. Metal Hands.
Oh,
or something.
That's true. Maybe I'd be dunking my hand in the ants just in case.
On purpose.
In the hope that the supervillain would be like, hey, I noticed you're missing a hand. And I'll be like, yeah, I put it in the ants.
And he'll be like, you're fired.
Yeah.
You're not going to give me a metal hand? No. Why would I do that?
It's a waste of resources.
You're the idiot who put his hand in ants.
I can't trust you.
Damn.
Imagine getting performance managed out of a lair. Like you didn't get shot by James Bond. You didn't fall in the lava. You didn't get eaten by a shark. The boss just calls you in and he's like, yeah, this isn't working out, man. I'm happy to be a reference for you, but just not this lair.
Take the next boat off the island. Oh, man. Mm. That's even worse. I'd rather get eaten by the ants.
Yeah, well, what about like a supervillain as in like superhero supervillain?
Oh, okay.
Like a goon for...
Name a hero. Go on. Name one.
A hero or a villain?
Yeah, a hero, a goon for...
Yeah.
Come on.
Can't be done.
Okay, like a kingpin goon.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. I just get bashed. I just get bashed. That's all right.
He just gets bashed by
No lava, though.
Yeah,
no
yeah.
lava. You get webbed up.
Yeah, that's all right. Then I just hang upside down.
That's so embarrassing, man. You go to prison, people like, who got you? Be like, Spider-Man came on me to a wall. I got stuck to a wall by Spidey's jizz.
I don't think I would be embarrassed to get got by Spider-Man.
For some reason, and I think this is just exclusive to you, I can imagine you being webbed up from like a street light.
Yeah.
And then like twisting around and for some reason you got a bum flap that's open.
Well, like I was hanging out in Long John's.
Yeah, no, you're still in your one-piece suit from the lair. This is your new job.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Your old boss has put in a good word for you with the new boss, the Kingpin, and then you've been got by Spider-Man.
It would be funny to be webbed up by your legs and then you're just slowly slipping out of your jeans. And you're like struggling with your hands to keep yourself up, holding onto your belt, but it's just not working.
Yeah.
Then you get away, but you're nude from the waist down.
The police are like, well, clearly you did something wrong. You're arrested by Spider-Man. Also, public indecency gets you twice.
No, yeah. Spider-Man was just mad at my jeans.
He was jealous of my clothes.
He actually was just robbing me, if anything, of my jeans. I was naked from the waist down already.
You did famously say before that you think Spider-Man is a menace.
Yeah, he is.
You are Team
Keep
JJ.
Keep him out of New York. I'm sick of him.
All right, so look, these aren't good.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, it doesn't seem great to work there.
Yeah,
but the problem seems to be
it's
you.
It's me. I appreciate it.
Do you know
that.
What I've just realized, actually, now that I think about it?
Yeah.
If you are a goon in a lair,
yeah.
You're the henchman who, like, sees Batman and is like, it's the Bat!
100%. Oh, it's just become the best job in the world. I would love to be saying, it's the Bat.
It's the Bat. You're also the guy being like, hey, what's going on over here?
I think I'm the guy being like, the Bat's not out tonight, despite the fact that the Bat's out every fucking
every night. Man.
You're the He's not out tonight. I can take the Bat.
You're the very,
very... What was that noise? Huh, must be nothing.
You're the guy's big on believing in the wind, big on believing in Batman.
It's gotta be the wind, not the bat. The bat's not out tonight. Oh, I'd be great at this. Then when he appears, it's the bat! What a fucking annoying guy to have. The whole night he's been like, the bat's not coming. It's the bat! Yeah, we've been fucking saying, dude, all fucking night.
That's you, man. That's you, Hench Jackson.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Come on, Jackson. You've got to help us move the crate. The Batman will come.
The bat's not out tonight. Don't be ridiculous.
The bat's out. The symbol's in the sky, man.
Jackson, where'd Jimmy go?
Nowhere. Must be the wind.
Jackson, look out!
It's the bat!
See? Oh, perfect. Perfect.
I would be good at that.
You would.
Yeah, so I think you disqualified yourself because that sounds awesome.
That's my dream job.
Perfect job.
They need a guy on the team to say it's the bat, and I'm the guy for it.
How will everyone else know if it's the bat, if there's not a guy there telling them that right there, the guy dressed as the bat,
it's
the bat.
It's the bat!
Is that also...
No.
Do you reckon that's also the same guy that's like, oh, get him!
Yeah, absolutely.
When he like smoke bombs out of there, you're the guy who's going to be like, come out, bat, I'm going to fight you barehanded.
I can take you.
I just got a brick or whatever, but Batman just punches me in the guts, right in the bread basket.
Yeah, okay, so look, sounded bad, ended awesome.
Yeah.
Started good too, there was a pet shark.
Yeah, that's right, that's fair.
Tom hasn't been listening since then.
Honestly, I have not.
So, like, I think you're close to what the worst job would be. But I think you're actually on the wrong side.
Oh.
Because I think the worst people to work for would be the Impossible Mission Force. Impossible Mission Force sounds like a random group of words.
Yeah, yeah.
You know the movie series Mission Impossible?
Oh, yeah.
They actually work for the Impossible Mission Force, which is dumb.
That's
stupid. Your movie Impossible Mission, which is a bad title.
No,
bad
I think it's stupid to name your force the Impossible Mission Force.
Well, yeah, because you sign up
demoralizing.
Exactly. Imagine going to work every day and being told, hey, here's your job today. It's impossible. Good luck.
You have any questions? Yeah, bad luck. It's exploding.
We're not going to make it. It's not going to work out.
Yeah, if you're unfamiliar with Mission Impossible, the way that you get a job is you get a message in a various thing, whether it be a letter or a phone booth or a book, and it'll be like, here's your mission. This item will explode in 10 seconds.
Yeah, no questions.
No, so you can't ask questions. And if you
wait, does that mean if you get it in a phone booth, they're like, this phone booth will explode?
Yeah,
it'll
be like the handset will explode.
Oh,
but
okay.
Yeah.
Not the whole phone booth.
No, so you can get out of the phone booth and it goes.
Yeah, okay.
Always, like, it feels like it should be a bigger explosion than it is. Where it's like, this will explode and you're expecting it to explode. But it always just kind of goes...
Yeah, it's literally a noise. Which is, it sounds threatening and then it just...
What would you do for the impossible mission force?
Well, because, the whole thing is, like, there's a spy agency that works for the government, but the government is like, we don't work with them.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
A whole thing.
But what skills are you bringing?
Me, personally? Well, that's also another problem.
You don't have any skills.
Yeah.
How good are you at running?
Yeah.
Not my strength.
Yeah.
Can you fire a gun?
Never tried.
Can you fly a plane?
Never tried.
Hack a computer.
Confident I could probably figure out how to fire a gun.
Okay.
I assume it's like confident I could figure out how to fly a plane.
I think I could figure out how to fly a plane's got to be easy.
People have figured it out on the fly before, I think.
In a movie?
Based on what?
No, in real life. Are you getting confused and thinking that the story of Sully was just a guy on the plane being like, I reckon I could figure this out.
I can land in a lake.
Well, like, looking at stuff, like the cockpit of a plane.
Yeah.
There's an autopilot button.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay.
Great beginning.
So,
from the ground, you are stationary in a... Let's give you just, a simple biplane.
Yeah. Okay.
What do you do?
There's probably an ignition.
Uh-huh.
Mm, okay.
So press that.
Yeah.
Or turn that. Could be...
Hit a problem already, because there's probably a lot of push and turn things in there as well.
Yeah. But there's a book?
No, there's not. It's blown up.
Yeah. Oh,
the mission was in the book. The book's gone.
Okay.
Maybe a helicopter would be easier for you.
A helicopter would be way easier.
Yeah.
In an impossible mission, there's no way you're getting on that plane from a stationary position, right? Yeah. If you're getting... That plane's taking off and you're running.
Okay, so again, the running... No.
Just the idea. You don't even get close. It's more embarrassing than running from the tram. Then the world ends.
Damn it.
And that I mean, that's also bad because not only is the missions impossible, it's if you fail, everyone will remember you as the reason that the world ended.
It's that look. That's pretty true.
Demoralizing.
Yeah, absolutely. It's,
you can't get another job after
every
that.
Time you walk into something. I mean, the remains of humanity. Or whatever, I'm like, hey, that's the guy that sucked at his job.
If only he'd been quicker and caught the plane. That would have been nice.
If he fucking applied, if he got this job and figured out how to fly a plane, we would not be in this post-apocalyptic land. I should have picked less.
You should have. Yeah. You're about tripped to be Pocahontas.
Over every single syllable in that sentence. Yeah. Like, it sucks. It sucks to be in a job where they're like, you need all of these skills, but also if you fuck up,
yeah,
everyone's fucked.
I will say, though, they always give you a choice. It's always you if you choose to accept it, right?
Do you reckon I can get the job and accept no missions and still get paid?
I reckon you give it a red hot go.
You just got to never say what your set of skills are, and then whenever they propose a mission, be like, ah. Oh.
Yeah, I got a particular set of skills.
If only that was appropriate to me. Oh, well, never mind.
We need to trick the villain into listening to a podcast for an hour so we can defuse a bomb in that time.
Yeah, even then, that's like a key part of my job currently, and I cannot promise I'm good at it. What's your podcast about?
Don't worry. Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah, it's... Listen to Joe Rogan or someone instead. He seems like he knows what's going on. That was a joke. Please. I don't want to radicalize our audience.
Is there jobs outside of the, like, the Ethan Hunt stuff?
Yeah.
For lack of a better word?
Well, there's...
Because you can't Tom Cruise it, because there's only one Tom Cruise.
There is only one Tom Cruise. Unfortunately, it does seem like pretty much every other character in the movie that is part of the Impossible Mission Force does the same thing.
Yeah. But there's the guy in the first one who just gets food poisoning.
You could do that.
I could get food poisoning.
It's very easy.
Maybe
to do.
That's your set of skills. You just have a very weak immune system. And if they ever need anyone to get really violently sick.
Yeah, well,
eat a bad shrimp.
I can be the distraction every mission. Yeah. I'm the sick guy.
That sounds like it's going to really toll. It's going to weigh on you after a while. How many times can someone get food poisoning before they die?
Depends.
I reckon you get pulled off once a week.
I reckon you could too.
Food poisoning lasts 24 hours.
Yeah. Okay.
One day out of seven every week for a year. I mean, it's not a good lifestyle.
It's not a glamorous life.
Yeah. You are not living a well time.
Yeah.
But then also I get to experience what it's like to just become accustomed with shitting myself.
That's true.
That's an experience that not many people get. I'm saving the world by throwing up.
Yeah. We're not looking for benefits.
It's
and
good
that
to
is
explore this option whilst people are eating dinner.
It is good. It is.
Yeah.
Look at this. This food's just come out. That's what you want.
But another thing why it sucks is like most jobs, even though the current landscape, retirement and stuff like that keeps getting pushed back. Mm-hmm. But
with LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
At least there is, in theory, a retirement plan. Impossible mission retirement plan is...
Fall off a plane and die.
You die or...
Yeah.
Traitor.
Yeah, become a traitor to the country.
There you go.
And then you're never going to believe what happens to traitors.
Yeah.
They probably also...
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
Mm.
Yeah, it doesn't sound great, but it also like...
Imagine shitting yourself every weekend for 2 years and then having only to then get killed.
By the government.
Because of mistaken identity too, because the other thing that happens in almost every Mission Impossible film is at some point in that film they're like... Tom Cruise, the guy who saved the world more times in this movie franchise than anyone, has gone rogue.
Yeah, that's true.
Everyone's being accused of being a traitor constantly.
I might get to wear one of those masks. That's pretty cool.
That's pretty good.
So in Mission Impossible, they have masks where it looks like a totally different person, but it's silicone and they
Who would you look like?
I guess just pick another guy. I just pick another guy so that when I shit myself, people don't associate me with shitting myself.
Do you know what would be incredible right now is if you pulled it off and you were Joel Zammit all along.
Whoa! Yeah, I don't have that particular set of skills, unfortunately.
That's sad. It's cool to think, though, that you would become the best at shitting yourself. Like, you would become pinnacle diarrhea man.
Yeah, I think that's how everyone wants to be known, I reckon. Like, I mean, that is probably in itself why this job is not ideal.
It sounds bad.
Remembered as, hey, that's the guy that shit himself for 100 days in a year and then got shot by the government.
Nah, there'd be someone saluting you.
Like, although I guess
it'd be a photo of you in like the staff bathroom and everyone just salutes him when they take a shit every day.
God, he's good at shitting himself.
Oh, man.
God,
that man's
good.
An American hero.
I did it.
He never did a solid shit in 2 years for his country.
So, yeah, I guess, like, the legacy's questionable, but the lifestyle while it's happening...
Also questionable, man.
Less than stellar.
Yeah, okay, so you think... So far, Tom, you're the only, like, unbiased judge. Who's sounded worse so far?
I mean... I reckon I could do both jobs easily.
Oh, okay. Wow, brave.
And perks, they wouldn't be worse?
I reckon there is a worse job.
Okay.
I reckon the worst job is it's a sport job.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, tricky. Cutthroat already.
Yeah. Right?
Coaches get sacked constantly.
That's a bold call since both of our jobs involve dying, but please continue.
Losing, I guess getting fired is bad too.
Yeah, yeah,
so,
look, hey, you can get scalped at being a barista, man. Every job could kill you. You set these rules.
That's true.
I guess if a coach of a team, and we don't know what you're going to say yet, but a coach of a team could be, if you coach so badly,
the
fans could kill you. No,
that's
true.
Yeah, that's true. That's
it's true. If you coach so bad that your team was like on the bottom of whatever ladder forever, that eventually they just set fire to your house.
Yeah.
However, no, the worst sporting job is you could be the coach of the Spokane Warriors.
Okay.
Who are they?
So tell us about these guys.
So the Spokane Warriors are the team that Air Bud plays against in the movie Air Bud. So not only are you a coach who has lost a basketball game, you have lost a basketball game to a fucking dog, and apparently there's nothing in the rule book about it.
When they say there's no rule a dog can't play basketball, you're like, worst surely there is.
What the fuck surely are you supposed there to do? Is.
Show me.
Are you sure?
There's no fucking, like, most fucking gyms don't let a dog in there. They'll be like a no dog sign. It's common sense.
A lot of places, though, will say no dogs or no pets allowed. What do you do, though, right? You're the coach of this basketball team. You get to the championship. They lose a player, and you're like, bench players. It's just they've now got four
players.
There's
no bench players. There's just a dog.
Yeah, we're going to win. That dog can't play basketball. And then the ref goes, actually, sir.
How wrong you are.
What do you do in that instance? You can't argue.
I mean, you're just like, okay, that's fucked up. Well, put the dog on the court, I guess. Then... the dog's good at basketball.
Not only is the dog good at basketball, you're watching the Michael Jordan of dogs. Like, it's just not any dog.
It's like a consistent cascade of humiliation. You're like, they are putting the dog on, I'm humiliated, but it's just a dog. The dog's winning, I'm humiliated. It's horrible.
But then also imagine losing to the dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then having to be like, I hate that dog.
Yeah.
And you are the guy that hates the dog that played basketball good, where everyone else is like, that dog is the coolest fucking
dog. That dog is a golden retriever, too. It is a fucking adorable dog.
Because you can't blame the dog. Air Bud doesn't know what's going on.
Unless it's basketball related, then that dog is so good.
No, but Air Bud doesn't know it's playing basketball. It's a dog.
That's worse.
Air Bud's just out there being like, we're having fun together on the court. I got a ball in my mouth.
Well, you know, like... if you've ever played like a video game or something with someone and it's like their first time playing and you're like pretty confident and then they absolutely smoke you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh yeah, I don't know. I don't know what happened. I guess I'm just naturally good at this and maybe you just like, I don't know.
Are you suggesting we've been hustled by Air Bud?
I'm not saying it's hustled, but that sucks. That feeling sucks.
Yeah. Now imagine a dog it's a doing dog. It. It doesn't have fucking thumbs. It's just, it's killed you.
How does a dog play basketball?
Well, there's a movie, actually. There's actually a series of... I did not find out the name of the team when I thought about this. There are so many Air Buds.
Yeah, Air Bud plays soccer. I think he plays AFL at one
what
point.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I think Air Bud plays... because he plays every sport. The trick about Air Bud is Air Bud's...
I don't think there's an American movie about Air Bud playing
Aussie
rules.
I think there is.
Rules.
There's an AFL Air Bud movie. Someone look it up.
Is anyone going to...
Yeah.
Adam is right.
Adam's giving me a thumbs
there's
up.
There's an AFL Air Bud movie.
Yeah.
Adam, you can use your words. Is that what you're saying?
Yes!
Holy shit.
Yeah, Ed Bud can play any sport.
So here's the thing, right? Okay, so you lose the basketball game.
Yeah.
You probably have to take a few years off. Your wife's probably... Imagine coming home to your family. They're just getting in the car. Like, yeah, we can't be seen with you anymore.
But
yeah,
see,
you're the man who lost to a dog.
You're the man who lost to a dog. So you go through that. You've got like 2 or 3 years. And then you finally get back and like a local soccer team or AFL. You're like, AFL's safe. Because yeah. Dogs can't play AFL. They can't get over here. Our quarantine laws are too strict. Yeah. So
someone will threaten to shoot that dog.
100%. So you come back into AFL and you've actually got this good little team. You've built them back up. You're starting to feel confident. Maybe you started dating again.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, maybe you're getting back out in the world and then you roll into the grand final and you've brought this team up. You roll into the grand final. The other team comes out. You look across. Guess who it fucking is? Wolf, motherfucker. He's back.
One of your team is like, hey, it's really funny. The other team's brought a dog. Maybe as a mascot. And a little tear comes down.
Kill Bill, that siren music just starts playing in the back of your head.
Hey, man, could you tell me the breed of the dog?
It looks like a golden retriever.
Okay. I got to just go into the bathroom for a little bit. Have a little cry. But see, I don't know if I'd be humiliated or just really baffled. Like, when I got home, well, my wife was like, hey, how was the game? And I'm like, We lost.
Oh, that sucks. Yeah, we lost to a dog. What?
Hey, babe, can dogs play basketball?
Well, there's no rule in the rule book that says they can't.
Yeah, I keep hearing that.
I think then what happens is then you lose that job and then you have to go into the rules and your job is to change the law so that a dog cannot play basketball.
There's no rule that a dog can't play basketball, but there fucking should be.
but then you become the guy that banned the cool
correct.
Dog.
Then you become an arsehole. There's no win here. You're either
an arsehole or an own dog and you bring your... It's never going to play as well as Air Bud. You're just the fucking idiot that brought a dog to a
basketball. Imagine that, right? So then the next time you play a sport, whatever it is, maybe it's soccer, and you're like, I'm ready this time. You've trained a border collie to like chase a soccer ball, right? It's pretty good. You're like, Air Bud's good at basketball and he's good at AFL. There's no way he's going to be that good at soccer. He rolls in. He's the David Beckham of dogs.
Yeah.
Right. Your dog shit.
Panics and runs away.
Your dog bites the ball, shits on a kid. Your dog bites little Jimmy in the goalkeeper outfit and has to be put down.
Yeah.
You have a bad time. You've now killed the family dog.
Yeah, that's sad.
Yeah, it sucks.
It's a bad job.
At a certain point, it's on us for continuing to try and coach. Let's get a different job, okay? Unless any job
okay,
we
no,
get,
no, no.
Air
so,
Bud.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You get a job. You get an office job. You start at the bottom. You're like in the mailroom of an office, and then you slowly just start working your way up. Everything's going okay. And then like you get up to like a reasonable point, and there's a corner office and a big promotion coming because a guy's just left accounts or something.
Yeah.
And that's between you and some new guy. It's like everyone's been talking about this whiz-bang accountant, and your boss calls you in and is like, look, sorry, man, we're gonna go with this new guy. And you're like, that's okay.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that's
everyone
fair enough.
Was talking this guy up. He's really good at math. And then you just hear panting behind you. And you turn around, and there he is, that fucking dog.
And then the boss is over your shoulder. There's no rules in the accountant rule book that say that a dog can't do accounts.
But a dog can't do accounts. This one can.
He's really good at it. Look.
It's the Michael Jordan of accounting of dogs.
But he's just, how does he know?
There's just no coming back from that.
Especially if it's happened to us 4 times.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm still really stuck on the fact, the bombshell.
Yeah.
That Air Bud also played AFL.
I haven't been able to move on in my head either.
Because I guess basketball requires skills that I wouldn't expect a dog to have.
Yeah.
AFL also more.
I want to know why there's an American movie about a dog playing a very
Australian because
Australian
they went through
sport.
All the other sports.
What others?
I know he plays
netball, hockey.
Netball.
Netball.
I think he plays netball.
He
does.
Okay. He plays netball.
Yeah. Wow. Name a sport Air Bud's good at it.
Golf.
I don't know if he plays golf. No, we're getting
no. Okay. Okay, we gotta know.
You're safe.
Cricket.
To be fair though, you can't really be a golf coach of a team.
No.
And by then, he's demoralized you 3 times and then stolen your job.
Yeah.
It's so crazy.
Stolen your wife at a certain point.
There's no rules.
You go to, wedding. You go to a kid's wedding, right? They're getting married. They're like, yeah, Dad, look, we'd like you to be there, even though you haven't really been in our lives since the Air Bud incident, whatever. And you're all, and you're like, oh, your mum's seeing someone. You're like, that's cool. That's fine.
Yeah, I've
been seeing people on
engaged,
and off.
They're engaged, actually.
Oh, really? Yeah. That's great.
It's
I'm
a
so
double
really
wedding?
Happy for them.
Yeah, they're engaged, actually, because it's a double wedding.
Okay, I'm learning this a bit late, but sure.
There's no rules in the rule book that say you can't have a double wedding.
No, but there is a rule in the rule book that says you probably can't marry a dog.
That's a good one, I
reckon. Then your wife goes to jail and that's a win for you.
Yeah, but you know that she was more happy to go to jail for marrying the dog than staying with you and lose a husband who lost a game of basketball.
Air Bud has systematically ruined our life.
Air Bud's...
Maybe I, Jackson, hate this dog.
It's the dog you hate.
It's the dog I hate. It's Air Bud. Yeah. It's been Air Bud all along.
It's been Air Bud this whole time.
I don't know how you have managed to roll in here where Jackson and I have both picked jobs where we die without question. Mine included shitting myself and then dying. And you've rolled in and picked something that's like, oh yeah, no, that's definitely worse.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. You win. AirPod's horrible.
AirPod's a bad dog.
Yeah, one of the worst.
Put him down.
All right. Well, we've still got a little bit of time. Mm. And before we wrap this up, does anyone have anything? Look, there's a lot of you in here, and I'm encouraging terrible behavior.
Yeah, absolutely.
No one has screamed at us yet, which is surprising. This is different from Flaming the Death Star live show. So does anyone have a job that is maybe worse than any of the ones we've suggested?
Igor?
So helping make a Frankenstein?
Okay, yeah. Well, I mean, that's bad, because Igor's probably the guy that has to go dig up the graves.
100%.
Gross. It's gross.
Then you've also got to be the guy that has... chosen these body parts, so look at corpses and be like,
I don't know if I could gauge that properly. I showed me a bunch of corpses.
That's not Igor's job. That's the doctor's job. Right? You bring him a bunch of hands. He picks the best one.
So you have
you don't have to know which hands are good.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like what else. I mean, grave robbing is bad.
I will say though, there's a flaw in that job. Is one day you're just a guy.
Yeah,
your hands. You can only carry so much body parts back. Takes you a while to find them. Digging is hard for a human being.
Yeah.
Eventually, you roll up to Dr. Frankenstein's lab. Air Bud has replaced you as Igor.
Fuck!
God damn it.
And yeah, I guess we forgot to mention, obviously, if you're Igor, you look fucked up.
Yeah.
Unless you're the hot Igor that Daniel Radcliffe is in the movie.
What hot Igor is this?
If they make Igor hot, they're fucked up Igor.
There's a Frankenstein movie where James McAvoy is Frankenstein, and I'm pretty sure Daniel Radcliffe is Igor, and he just looks like Daniel Radcliffe.
Adam?
Adam doesn't know.
I'm getting a thumbs up over here, so
okay.
I
there's
am
a
right.
hot Igor movie.
There's a hot Igor movie.
A hot Igor movie.
That's cool.
If you find Daniel Radcliffe hot, I think what I mean is that he's just a normal looking guy.
That doesn't surprise me from you.
What I think is cool about being Igor is that when Frankenstein goes bananas, you're out of there. So you actually don't.
Your retirement plan is just wait.
Enjoy
your voyage in the sea while you're chasing that monster you made.
Frankenstein.
You're both going to die. That's the whole thing, I think. Right?
Yes.
You read books.
It's true.
Yeah.
I've read some.
Yeah.
You wrote some.
Yes.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But that's nice. That means you don't get your head torn off by Frankenstein's monster. You just get to go home or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, the grave robbing's grotty, though.
That's fine.
To get there, it's bad.
Whatever. Yeah. Who cares? Rob a grave. What are they doing down there? Nothing. Might as well make a guy.
Yeah, I guess, like...
Like, when you're dead.
Oh, okay. I don't care. Rob my grave as much as you... This is an open
you're
invitation.
Care? You
know I
what?
Die,
if you
rob
wanna
my
make
grave.
Me into a guy, you can make me into a guy.
Yeah, who gives a shit? Then
imagine
you get
the two of us stuck together.
That's all right.
Don't do that.
Rob our grave, sew us together.
Yeah.
Frankenstein's great monster.
Yeah, it's like recycling. You're just recycling the bits. Making a new guy. I think it's cool.
I didn't expect to get pro-Frankenstein in this, but I'm glad we're here.
I'm definitely pro-grave robbing. I don't know if I'm pro-Frankenstein.
Okay, that's fair enough. They're not using
it. What if there's stuff down there that we want?
There obviously, a lot of the time there is. People get buried with jewels and stuff.
Yeah.
A nice suit. You can pick yourself up a nice suit.
Hey. No, but typically they got no back, so my bum's out.
Wait. What do you mean, typically they got no back?
Yeah, they make a lot of suits it's called your coffin suit or something, and the suit doesn't have a back because it's cheaper. And your bum's out.
That feels expensive.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, so everybody in their graves right now, bum's out.
Does that mean you have to steal two suits?
No, because
Frankenstein them together.
If you steal two suits, you've got the front of the suit on one up and the front of the suit on the back.
Yeah, it confused people. People don't know if you're running towards them or towards them.
All they need to do is look at your face. And if they see it, you're coming towards them. If they see the back of your head, well, you're walking away.
Or just check the direction you're heading.
That's so funny that everyone is just buried off.
Butt out. That's every single person in the... When I die, bury me face there.
Hey. Does that mean Prince Philip is buried butt out?
Well, he probably got a whole suit.
Yeah.
Tragically.
Nah.
Maybe they just skimped on everything but the bum.
He's just nude except for a cushion.
Yeah.
Well, what would make more sense is like, oh, I guess you can probably see him. But you know how like if you're doing like an open casket,
yeah,
it's just like the top part that's up.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So you probably
yeah.
don't need to put pants on the corpse.
Yeah, exactly. Oh,
but you don't want him to be going,
what?
Goodbye.
Don't be looking down.
Grandpa.
Wow.
Yeah. This has really been in line.
Yeah.
Corpses are ass out.
Mm-hmm. It's all pretty right. cool.
Anyone else? Anything that can top? I mean, maybe we can also learn about another job where your ass is out.
Yeah.
No? Restaurant from Ratatouille.
That's Air Bud adjacent. I nice. Like it.
No, but with Air Bud, I'm like, whatever, the dog learned basketball. Finding out rats can control us through our hair is existentially terrifying.
All of them? Or just that one?
Well, I don't know, but I... that it happened once, would you assume it's a special rat, a special guy, or that it's just a thing?
If I killed Remy, do I go to jail? If I just grab him and squeeze... No court on earth would take me away. No, nobody's sending me to jail for killing a rat. I'm fine. There's no blood on my hands.
I mean, there's a lot of blood on your hands. You've squeezed a rat.
Remy couldn't even talk. He just squeaked and him and Linguini had an understanding.
Holy shit. Yeah, no, he doesn't talk
if
to
I
him.
If I kill Remy the rat, all that happens is Linguini is very upset.
Yeah.
And you tell him, no, that wasn't your rat.
He's like, where's my rat then? I don't know,
man. It's a rat. It probably ran away. You're
I'm
fucking
always
weird.
Squeezing rats. I don't
you shouldn't
know.
Have a rat in the kitchen. Don't worry about it, Linguini.
The problem, I guess, is
it's fucked up to be like, don't worry about it, Remy. I mean, Linguini. He's like, Linguini. You knew his name.
No, I don't worry about it. But all the rats in France will be after me, so that's scary.
No, they hate. Them. It depends when you kill Remy, because they hate Remy.
That's true.
First.
You're welcome.
Maybe you get him the rat king.
Get him early enough.
Yeah, exactly. Saying that you're welcome to a bunch of rats is not good.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. I'm kicked out of the kitchen.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
But yeah, that's what would happen if you killed Remy. Was that the question?
that restaurant is also going badly, isn't it?
And it gets shut down after the rat thing anyway.
That's
so you
right.
lose your job.
So unless you want to work...
I will say it isn't worse than dying.
Yeah,
but
true.
It is very... Actually, maybe it is. Because like...
All right.
Your restaurant got closed because of a rat infestation, one. But then two, similar to the Air Bud thing, people learn that... No, the rat was a better chef than you.
Yeah, that's the problem. And also the rat controlling people.
Yeah. That's scary.
That's fucked up.
And if a rat makes soup, are you drinking that soup? You drinking the rat soup?
How good is the soup?
Well, apparently it's soup.
No. How good's the soup?
And was the rat in the soup?
He was handling the ingredients.
No. He doesn't touch any ingredients.
Although...
He touches the ingredients for one soup. Early on in the movie, he's got his filthy little rat hands.
Yeah, they are.
They're fucked up. I hate rat hands.
Although he is a sensitive rat, right? He's very clean and doesn't like
garbage.
I don't care.
You could soak rat. You could put Ratatouille in a washing machine.
Yeah.
Take him out, get him to cook me some rat soup. I'm not drinking it.
Jackson, I know for a fact in my heart, and I think everyone here will agree with me, that knowing you the way I do, you would absolutely try the rat soup.
If someone was like,
here you go.
Well...
Who made this? A rat. Do you want to try it, Jackson? Yes, you would. If I said this is the best soup you've ever had and it was made by a rat, you're having a spoonful.
I guess
could say here's a soup made by a rat. It tastes like shit. Do you want to try some? I've literally offered you something and be like, oh man, I just had this milkshake. It tastes like
shit. Well, I think
shit.
When people offer you stuff and they say it tastes like shit, you want to try it more.
Yeah. And surely the same works if you're like, this was made by a rat.
I think if you say, Jackson, this is rat soup, I'm intrigued.
Just putting it out there. And then you taste the soup and it's shit and you're like, I wonder if we could teach that rat to cook better.
Rat's a terrible cook.
If I say to you though, like, here, have some rat soup.
Yeah.
Are you thinking that it's made of rat or made by
rats? I'm thinking, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I guess I would think it was made of rats.
Yeah.
It would depend what was in the soup.
You're excited to find out, though.
If there's a rat in the soup...
Well, that answers your question.
I'm like, oh.
I probably don't want to eat this.
Just broth and a rat.
Just the idea of eating the rat, like the critic does, and he goes back to his childhood. You eat the rat and you just live the life of the rat before it ended up in the soup.
Eat the rat in the soup and then go back to my childhood where I was eating a rat. Whoa, just like when I was a little boy and I ate rats in my house in France. I love this rat kitchen.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, okay, so maybe it's sick. Yeah, I don't know.
That's a good job, actually.
Yeah. All right, we've probably got time for one more.
Yeah, one more. Anyone?
Nothing? Even if you think, if you've had a thought and you're like, they'll probably make fun of that because it's a bad idea. That's good for us. Yeah, so yell it out and look, you can hide your mouth so we can't see who it comes from.
Clone from Star Wars.
Clone from Star Wars. Also Brave, front and center. Definitely saw who that came
from.
Definitely
saw your face.
Clone from Star Wars is, well.
Yeah.
You do find out that your boss can mind control you.
Yeah. Wait, what? I'm not all up on the lore.
Okay, so Order 66 is
I saw Last Jedi went, that was the best, I never need to see another.
Okay, yeah. So spoilers for a movie from 2003.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So in Attack of... No, Revenge of the Sith. Mm-hmm. 2005, sorry, my mistake.
When I saw the movie in the cinema, walking out, there was a man crying at the end of Revenge of the Sith.
Was he crying at the movie or separate problem?
I don't know, but he was by himself, the credits are rolling... I would be like, oh, he was an older guy. He's probably how old we are now.
Yeah, okay.
And he's just sitting there weeping.
Worse.
That's cool.
I think being our age is the worst age to be crying at Star Wars. A little bit younger, fine. A bit older, fine.
Crying at Star Wars.
I hope he also got dumped or something.
Maybe.
Yeah, wow.
Well, yeah, so...
Maybe he got dumped because he was crying at Star Wars.
Well, that's a fair enough reason for dismissal.
Yeah, fair.
Full offense to I love Star Wars, so it's fine. I wouldn't cry at Star Wars, though. I don't think.
No.
It might make me cry at some point.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see. I doubt it. I'm pretty confident with that. No, so Order 66 happens, and you've got a chip in your brain, and you didn't realize.
Oh, so you have to do it.
Well, yeah. I mean,
well, I don't care.
You don't have the chip.
Everyone else is doing it.
Actually, if you live long enough as a clone, you become Boba Fett. That's pretty cool. Oh, no, but then you get eaten by Pit. Oh, then you come back to life because I don't know.
But eaten by a Pit. Talk about that.
Slowly digested for 1,000 years.
Just the fact that I'm eaten by a Pit as opposed to an animal is pretty cool.
Anyways, this is what happens. Jackson falls into the Sarlacc pit.
Yes.
Which is 1,000 years of
woo!
Digestion. You hear, yes, woo! Hey, this is kind of like, you could say the ground's sucking me off.
I'm getting vored. I'm getting vored by the earth.
I'm living so many people's dreams right now. Oh,
and then it starts to really hurt. And I'm screaming.
It's
not fun anymore. Pull me out.
Is this what it's going to be like the whole time? I hate being sucked off.
Why did nobody warn me? People did.
Yeah.
I didn't listen. But Order 66 wouldn't be so bad. I'd just shoot a couple Jedi.
Yeah.
Have a little fun.
Yeah. How would you handle, I guess this is an existential thing again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Every person you work with is also you.
I think that would be fucking awesome.
Mm.
I don't know if people know this about Jackson. But Jackson famously listens to our podcast because the person that makes Jackson laugh the most is Jackson.
The man knows what he wants. And what he wants is more of him.
You're occasionally funny too.
Thank you, Jackson. That's the highest compliment. Yeah, you might think that I'm joking, but I want you to all to know that is not a joke.
Yeah.
He'll be like, oh man, I was listening to the most recent plot of the Death Star. This part, a part that he said, he'd be like, it was so funny.
I'm funny.
So just like, now,
hey, have you listened to this other podcast we're going to guest on?
Nah.
Ah, nah, don't worry about it. I listened to Plot of the Death Star twice, bro.
If you're listening back to this, just know any bit that Jackson is laughing at, he's laughing at again.
Yeah. It's timeless.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of like there's lots of bad stuff about the clone troopers because like you get Order 66, you react slightly slower than the other clones around you. You probably get lightsabered.
Yeah, probably.
But in terms of dying, a lightsaber seems pretty chill, which is a bold claim.
Okay.
I reckon it's slow because they cauterize.
Mm. Yeah, but they, oh, you yeah, don't, probably don't
have die. You ever seen a fast lightsaber death?
No.
They're all like
stabbed
there's a
in
bit
the
of
head.
Time.
That's pretty quick. Would you beheaded rather get sliced across the middle or down the center?
Well, the moment that it gets slightly through your brain, I reckon you're probably in trouble.
So yeah, through the middle so I can like get robot legs.
What about if they're going dick up?
Dick up? Oh, sack first is a bad way to go.
Dying sack first.
Yeah. Because you would feel your balls. And look, I know that I'm speaking from anyone with a dick and nuts.
Yeah.
But yeah. That was distracting, Hayden. Keep it down. He's a big dick and nuts guy. I get it. yeah, because like the sensation of like things because like it goes balls.
I can't
tip
stop imagining
penis,
like the lightsaber and then your nut hairs starting to sizzle before it hits sack.
And then it gets like halfway through dick and then starts hitting anus at the same time.
Well, I think by the time it's in your chest, you still think about your nuts.
It's like, oh man, my nuts hurt.
I gotta hit neck before I'm like, wait, what's happening? And then my head sliced. My nuts! But I might say that if they went across the middle too. My nuts! Oh, they're okay.
No, well, they're detached, but they're fine.
Yeah. Do you as then long get, as they're intact, I'm happy, yeah.
Do you then get like a new bottom half and a new top half so there's just more, like you now are two?
I'm imagining that Jackson gets cut halfway through the middle, then I see him in a Bacta tank, the medicine tank thing from Star Wars.
Yeah.
And it's you cut in half, but then your nuts just stapled to the bottom of your torso. I'm like, he'll be okay.
HT, were you saying, like, I get cut in half like that, and then obviously I get robot legs, but then my legs get a robot top?
Yes, 100%.
That's fucked up. If I saw a robot walking around with my legs, I'd be like, hey, wait, hang on a second.
Wouldn't you be happy for your legs and
like,
balls
and
why
did they attach them back to me?
Couldn't do that, sorry. It was robot or nothing.
But I'm here.
Where do you think they... No, so they got the robot...
The just running away. Hey, back!
They got they got a different robot cut it in half. Like, where do you think we got the legs for you from?
It's also funny if it's like an R2-D2 kind of unit on human legs.
Human legs, little shorts. What's going on?
The idea of it just like doing heaps of like leg workouts. So it's just this tiny little droid top and these beefy legs in denim shorts.
Hey, those legs are my legs. They've never looked better.
Maybe you should keep
them. I'm wrecking your robot legs. I'm letting them rust.
Yeah.
Keep having a bath.
They're falling apart.
I love salty baths. It's rusting them real quick.
Just going back to the doctor, be like, I need some new legs. Like, have you been having salt baths? No.
Doc, I would never.
Doctor, just quick before I answer that, can you tell when people are lying to you?
Yes, 100%.
Oh, no. You should see the droid with my legs, man. He's ripped.
So, yeah, I guess a clone troop is not too great, but... Maybe
I came out all right.
Yeah, as long as your balls are okay.
Yeah, as long as your dick and nuts survive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, being a clone trooper works great because you can, like, at work you need, like, shitty jokes to get through them. Like, oh, hey, how's it going? Oh, it's going. Mm. So every day at work you walk in and see another clone trooper and be like, hey, look at this handsome guy. Would kill every single time.
Fuck, it would be the perfect workplace.
It would.
Worried about your dick and nuts too? Sure am. Can we high five, get to work?
Yeah, I think we've just found Jackson's dream job.
Yeah. Slicing the dick and nuts.
Wait, it's your job now.
Hang on, you're a Jedi now. Whose only thing is you don't do you don't,
yeah,
do, no force powers, nothing.
It's a horizontal strike starting low.
You idiots are doing other stuff. You gotta go down, up. Once you hit the nuts, they're done.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not wrong.
And on that on that. Yeah, it's something we can all, like a pensive note, we can all just sit in that and think about it.
Yeah.
Jackson, he's not wrong.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, well.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've been Tom.
And this has been a live Plumbing the Death Star. Thank you so much to the Retreat Hotel for having us. Oh. And thanks everyone for coming.
Woo!
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go Facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code MOM.